Hi there. The word for today is seek to glorify God. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31, Paul writes, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Now, out of the entire Bible, there are two verses of scripture that use this word, whatever, and both actually include the phrase, whatever you do. The first is Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not men. That'll put a new slant on your job, huh? Your goal in life should be to love what you work at, and if possible, work at what you love. But that isn't reality at every stage of life. Sometimes you're called to do a good job for a not-so-good company, boss, or salary. If that's the case, thank God you have a job that supplies your needs. There are unemployed people everywhere who would gladly switch places with you. The second scripture is found in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So, how do you eat and drink for the glory of God? Well, Paul was using our everyday rituals to make an all-encompassing point. Even the most mundane of activities is absolutely miraculous. Think about it. You take approximately 23,000 breaths every day. But when was the last time you stopped to thank God for one of them? We tend to thank God for things that take our breath away, and that's fine. But maybe we should thank him also for every other breath too. The purpose-driven life is described in these words from the Westminster Shorter Catechism, and I quote, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. It can't be said any simpler or any better. We exist for one reason and one reason alone, to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And you are called to do that in whatever circumstance you find yourself. Any way, anywhere, anyhow, whatever, wherever. And that's the word for you today.